As the clock winds down on the UN Security Council debate over Iraq, President Bush has been waging a telephone campaign, chatting up world leaders, trying to win their support. Although most agree that phone line diplomacy is one of the president's strong suits, satirist Bruce Kluger and David Slavin believe that chief executives should conserve his energy and let telemarketing experts handle the task.
United Nations Security Council. We are either on the phone or away from our desks. Please leave a message at the sound of the tone, and someone from a tiny country like, oh, say, Cameroon, will get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi, this is Mike from the Bush administration in Washington, D.C. I called a couple of weeks ago to tell you about a great offer, and I'm a little surprised you haven't called back. I don't know if you remember, but we're trying to build what we call a coalition of the willing for a possible war with Iraq, and we were really hoping your country would join us. A lot of great nations have already said yes to our offer, including England, Great Britain, and the United Kingdom. Now, we want you to be part of our winning team. See, Iraq is run by this really bad dictator who must be disarmed in order to keep the world safe, and we'd really appreciate your help in bringing him to his knees. Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot of other offers from countries like, say, France, who think measured diplomacy is the answer. But hey, who's got the time for that? Plus, ours is the only offer that includes a super generous aid package. That's right, foreign aid, cash, and all you have to do is sign up for our war with Iraq. Amount of aid may vary. Certain restrictions apply. There's no obligation. Just vote yes, and we'll do the rest. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Operators and B-2 bombers are standing by.
Mischief from Bruce Kluger and David Slavin.